I think I forgot to mention in that last clip, just in case you would like to do a little bit more reading or you'd like to reflect upon Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we did actually included a mini workbook that you can download, print off and work through in your own time. It might even be the case you want to download it and keep it stored somewhere to share with your future clients, especially when you start exploring core values with them. Now, on one level, it's going to be absolutely fine for me to go intellectual on you. Many people do when it comes to talking about motivational theory, but I don't want to go theoretical on you here. Why? Because theories are just ideas, all right? What we do need to understand if we want to live more effective lives is why we're even inclined to make half the decisions that we make in life. When we understand the extent of the options that are available to us, it really sets us up in a position to make far wiser and far more well-informed decisions. And this is what gaining an understanding of core human values should really set us up to do: make wiser and more well-informed decisions. Now, rather than just presenting you with more ideas or more information, in this video, I would like to tell you a story, all right? A story for the purpose of illustrating some of the options that you have in life. And this will hopefully also help you to understand yourself and why it is sometimes that you don't do the things that you really want to do. And sometimes why it is that you do things that you really don't want to do. This will hopefully help you to understand yourself a little bit better. If I was to ask you right now how you feel about the word freedom, what would you say? If I was to say to you, for the rest of your life, you are going to be free. Free in your decision making, free with your time, free financially, what would you say? There's a pretty good chance you're nodding your head frantically saying, yes, please, and how do I get that? Well, my friend, at every single given moment in time, you are only ever one decision away from being freer than what you were yesterday. Sometimes we need to make some really tough decisions in life, but if we do not understand what underpins and drives our decisions, then we stand at risk of making the same decisions tomorrow that we've been making today and for anything up to an entire lifetime. What I'm going to say is that most people want to be freer than what they perceive themselves to be. Most people are driven by freedom, but not all people would ever say that they are free. I want to link this idea back to when I was talking about, remember the body, spirit, soul idea? In our soul comprises three parts of us: our mind, where our thoughts come from, they pop in, they pop out, our will, our free will, and our emotions. Our free will, right, our exercise, to our ability to make decisions is actually the only aspect in our lives that we have freedom, all right? We are free in our ability to choose whatever we want. It's just that sometimes we don't think, or we don't understand how, or we don't believe that we are. So this story will hopefully help you to fill in a few blanks. This picture here is a picture of a place up north in Scotland called Portsoy. Portsoy is like a little fishing town. I used to go there on holiday when I was a boy. I used to get taken there by my mum and dad on school holidays. We used to stay in caravans and things like that. I used to absolutely hate these family holidays, being stuck in a little four-berther caravan with my mum and my dad and my sister. Now, my dad used to work up there. He used to be like a travelling salesman for many years, and he would stay in a hotel called the Station Hotel that was actually just up this little lane here. Now, the proprietor of the Station Hotel used to be a lady called Margaret and Mrs. Clark, her mum. They were like a mother, a daughter tag team who run this hotel for many years. Margaret was like a spinster after the Second World War. She'd never had a boyfriend, never had a husband, never got kissed, any of these things. Well, I'm not saying for certain that she never got kissed. She might have been a little floozy for all I know. I don't know these things. But as the story goes, Margaret had a bird, all right? And I can remember me and my sister used to go and, you know, my dad used to take us to visit Margaret, and she had a minor bird, right? If you've ever seen a minor bird before, they're black, usually with a little bit of yellow or orange around their neck, and you can train minor birds to speak. So me and my sister were so completely amazed every time we met this minor bird. He would speak to us and say things like, "Who's a pretty boy then? Pieces of eight," and stuff like that, all sorts of funny things. Now, Margaret kept her minor bird in the corner of her living room for most of the year, and obviously right north of Scotland it gets pretty dark, daylight is minimal, especially through the winter months of the year. So in winter, the bird would stay in his cage in the corner of the living room. On a night time, she'd put a blanket over the birdcage, he'd sleep, and through the daytime, she'd sit and watch daytime TV with her, and all that sort of thing. Now, in the summer months, if the rare occasion happened in Scotland where we got a really nice summer's day, what Margaret would sometimes do, would pick up the birdcage from the corner of the living room, take it through, and place the birdcage with a bird next to the kitchen window. On the really nice days, she'd open up the kitchen window and let the little bird look out. Now, Margaret thought that she was doing a really good turn by her bird in those months, but little did she know that those months were like torment in hell for poor little Tweety. Look at that, he got red eyes and all sorts of stuff going on, all right? Why? Because in those months, poor Tweety was reminded that he was not a free bird, he was in fact a caged bird, all right? He didn't have any other options available to him rather than stay in his cage. Now, one summer's day, Margaret had put the birdcage on the kitchen table, she'd open the window up, and this was her shopping day. So off she went to the shops, and she closed the door of the house behind her, as she often would, and this gust of wind blew through the house, and the door of the birdcage blew open. Now this was it. This was Tweety's, or her little bird's, chance to spread his wings, fly away and go and soar with the eagles. But he kind of sat there, and his chance for freedom was literally within his grasp. All he had to do was just fly away, and that was him. But he sat there, and he thought, and he procrastinated, and he became double-minded and undecided in his ways. He thought, oh, this is it. I could go and get my freedom. It's there for the taking. I could go and soar with the eagles and soar with the seagulls in Scotland, rather than the eagles, and I can go and pick me up some nice juicy worms and maybe even build me a nest, and who knows, perhaps even get me a little birdie girlfriend and have some little birdie babies and all that kind of stuff. We'll have a lovely, lovely time. And he was just about to go, and then this thought popped into his mind. Margaret. What about Margaret? Margaret looks after me, she takes care of me, she feeds me in the cold winter's months, and but I love watching Coronation Street and Emmerdale Farm and EastEnders with Margaret, and I do like watching these Netflix shows, especially Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'll miss all that kind of stuff. Oh, maybe just better off remaining where I'm at, because I've actually got things pretty good with Margaret. But then he thought about getting himself a little birdie girlfriend and having some birdie babies and building that nest and picking up them juicy worms and grubs that he'd never had before. And he got really excited about it. But then he thought about Margaret and he hummed and he hawed, and this was it all day long. He remained in this place of double-mindedness and he did not make a decision. Then Margaret came home from the shops and she walked through the house, and to her absolute horror, she realised that the door of the birdcage had opened up, and her little bird now was there, just about ready to fly. And in slow motion, she ran up to the birdcage. She said, "No!" And she grabbed it and she closed the door. She picked up the birdcage, took him back through to the corner of the living room, where she placed him on his shelf. She put the blanket over the birdcage, and the little bird fell asleep. And absolutely nothing changed. Everything remained the same. Because Margaret's bird was a bird who chose security over freedom. Do you see the direction we're going to be taking the rest of this section in? All right, come on, ask yourself the question, what area of your life are you currently choosing security over freedom in? It's kind of like we all have this conflict going on within us, don't we? We want freedom, we want to be able to express ourselves freely and do what we want to do, and we want to be more creative and we want to become more valuable, but yet we have this tendency to accept second best, don't we? Sometimes for fear of not being secure or or whatever. So I share this story with you, all right, to hopefully help you better understand where we're going to be taking the rest of this section. This is just one conflicting set of values that operates inside of us all of the time. All right, you are going to be the kind of person who is 100% driven by freedom, and the thought of anything else apart from freedom just wouldn't do. So you're going to most likely be living quite an exciting, high octane life. Or you might be the kind of person who is just 100% driven by security all the time and feeling safe and feeling secure and doing that sensible job. And my friend, this might be the reason why at times you feel a little bit disheartened, a little bit unenthused, and you sometimes feel like you're going nowhere in life, because you're actually not. You're sacrificing your own personal freedom for the little bit of security that you've got. Now, my friends, there's no right, there's no wrong, there's just decisions to be made. Once we are clearer on what's driving us in life, once we are clued up on what our actual priorities are, it leaves us in a far stronger position to make more of the decisions that we really do want to make and less of the decisions that we don't. So this is the story of Margaret's Bird, and we'll look forward to unpacking more core human values in the videos that follow.